Here is the first lesson. Should we read that from the screen? Christmas is all about Jesus. Now that's simple. But most people don't know it. They don't get it. And they're not excited about it. But that's what we want to learn this morning. Christmas is all about Jesus. Children, it's a normal Sunday at Hope Church and everything looks exactly as it normally does here at Hope Church. Is that right? Sorry, Joseph? Apart from the cushions, so if you're just arriving and you'd like to sit at the front on the cushions, you are very, very welcome. So there are cushions here. Anything else that's different? Shout out if you can see something that's different, please. Thank you, Shepherd. Number three, the Christmas tree. And presents and
table thingy
and lights. But particularly this beautiful Christmas tree. I don't know where it's from. It could be all the way from Lapland, the North Pole. I don't know. But a Christmas tree has appeared. Is there anybody, grown-ups involved too, put your hand up if you don't have a Christmas tree up. When I said that, we're not looking for Grinches, okay? It's not name and shame. Don't feel guilty. But the point is that almost all of us have got Christmas trees up. And they're beautiful. Look at this beautiful Christmas tree. You can smell the pine on it. It's gorgeous, isn't it? We love Christmas trees. Anything missing from that Christmas tree, do you think? Yes, white man. A star. A star. Do we have a star? One of my Christmas helpers, I think, was making a star. Doesn't have a star on top now. It doesn't know you're right. Yeah, it's missing a long branch, isn't it? You can tell the branch. Oh, it's got a bent branch. If it had a sticky out bit, we could put a star on it, couldn't we? Yeah, we could. Anybody ever have sweets on their Christmas tree? Or chocolates? Yeah? Chocolates, sweets. I think that's important. Let's have a look here. Now, children, I'm going to do something a bit strange and confusing. I'm going to give you something, but you've got to put it down there first of all, okay? I've got one of these for you each. What's this called?
A candy cane.
It's a candy cane, isn't it? So, don't come to me. I'll come to you. Just take one. Here we go. Oh, the children are all coming out of the woodwork now, aren't they? Here we go. They're appearing from nowhere. These little hands that are taught not to grab. Very good. Everybody's got one. Now, say again. No, you can't eat it. You can eat it, but you can't eat it yet. So you've got your candy cane. What I'd like to do, at the end of today, I want you to go home and not eat it yet. I'd like you to put it on your Christmas tree. And in a few minutes, I'm going to explain why. Now, Llewellyn's going to bring us the first of... No, she's not. In a moment, Llewellyn's going to bring us the first of our Christmas readers. We're going to stand and sing Christmas is all about Jesus. And we're going to find out why. But let's first of all, everybody stand up and we're going to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. Thinking about that first Christmas, the place where Jesus Christ was born. Then Llewellyn's going to bring us our first reading.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left her.
Thank you, Leanna, very much indeed. So children, Christmas is all about Christmas trees. No? Lights? Chocolate? Presents? Parties? Brilliant. Thank you. All giving me the right answer many, 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 many times over. It's all about Jesus. Think about when that angel, Gabriel, came to Mary. Did he say, I'm going to give you three choices and I want you to shout out, please, the right answer, because two of these are wrong. Did Gabriel say, Mary, I'm going to give you a new car? Did Gabriel say, Mary, I'm going to give you a new house? Did Gabriel say, Mary, I'm going to give you a new baby?
C,
Joseph, which is?
Baby.
A new baby. He didn't give her a Christmas tree, a car, a house, a holiday, a cuddly toy. God's gift to Mary was a baby. And his name was, everybody, Jesus. His name was Jesus. So we can get excited about Christmas trees and candy canes and lights and chocolate and parties. But it's all about Jesus. Christmas is all about Jesus. And Christmas begins when the angel comes and gives that exciting message. Right, so we started with the angel. We started with the message. A baby's coming. In our carol, we're traveling to the manger, the place where Jesus was born. And the manger was a box to put animal food in. Jesus, when he was born, was put in that manger. So let's everybody stand together and we're going to sing Away in a Manger. Please do sit down. So lesson one, Christmas is all about Jesus. Lesson two, let's read it from the screen. Jesus is the true light. Jesus is the true light. Now, children, on your Christmas tree at home, with all the tinsel, maybe the candy canes, maybe the chocolate, maybe the baubles, maybe the decorations, maybe the lights, maybe the star. Have a think. Don't shout out. Which is your favorite thing on the tree? Have a think. If you had nothing else on the tree, but you could have this one thing, what's your favorite thing? Let's hear from the wise men. Oh, excellent. I hadn't even thought of that. It's a presence, and I should say there's a lot of presents here that have been very carefully chosen, and there's a reason for that. Excellent one, presents. What about on the tree, your favourite? Yes, shepherd number three.
Fairy lights.
A shepherd after my own heart, the fairy lights. Anybody here, that's your very favourite thing, the lights on the tree. You like tinsel, chocolates and night baubles, a bit overrated, but the lights... The lights. Who here sometimes, you go into your lounge, your Christmas tree's there, you turn off all the lights in the room, and you just put the Christmas tree lights on. Yeah? And when you do it, your heart goes, ah. Because it's so beautiful, and magical, and pretty. And you can even do that at about 2:30 in the afternoon, this time of year. On Friday, children, it's the shortest day in the whole year. How many hours are there in a day? How many hours in a day? Yes. There are 24. Do you know how many hours on Friday are going to be hours with sunlight in them? You know, do you, Joseph? How many? Oh, give that man another candy cane. It's about 8. So 2/3 of the day, it's going to be dark. There's a lot of darkness this time of the year. But Jesus is the true light.
James is going to come and read us the first five verses of John's Gospel. Let's listen to what John is saying about light.
So this section has the title, The Word Became Flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Thank you, James, very much indeed. So, we're in a season where it's really dark, isn't it? Some of you have been on sunny summer holidays. No, not some summer holidays. Some of you have been on holidays recently. It's been really light, but here in England, it's really, really dark. And that's actually quite a helpful thing at Christmas time, because maybe God wants to remind us or teach us that there's a bigger, blacker darkness. And children, it's actually in our hearts. Because deep down, we do wrong things. We want wrong things. We say wrong things. We do wrong things. And the Bible says our hearts are dark. We are sinful. We're sinful. And we need light, like the tree has got light. Like there's lights running along here. And like there's some lovely lights up there. In our reading, we learn that Jesus is the true light. He's come at Christmas to light up our hearts. Like the tree gets lit up. Jesus wants to light up our hearts, to bring us God's love, and to give us the power to trust in God. Because Jesus is, well, you tell me. Read off the screen if we can. Jesus is the true light. Do you remember those wise men? What were the wise men following as they went to look for baby Jesus?
Yes, sir.
That was a good answer, but it was wrong. Imagine that, the wise men following a Christmas tree. No, they were following a star. They didn't know where to go. But this beautiful shining star that God sent was leading them to Jesus. This Christmas, children, whether it's a star on a tree, whether it's the lights around your front door maybe, or in your bedroom, or on the Christmas tree, wherever you see a light, say, ah, God has sent Jesus to be my light. I need him and I love him. Jesus is the true light. We're going to sing again. Let's remember those shepherds. And when the shepherds that first Christmas night, when the angel came to them, the sky was filled with light. Let's stand and sing while shepherds watch their flocks. So the angel has come. Mary's been told the news. The shepherds have seen the angel and then a choir of angels that first Christmas night. And we're going to learn about them now. So Rachel's going to come. And we're going to hear our reading, because our third lesson, as Rachel comes, say it with me, please, from the screen. Jesus brings peace. Jesus brings peace. He really does. Rachel, come, please, and read to us from Luke chapter 2. Thank you very much.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you, Rachel, very much. So the shepherds had this amazing news. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for everybody, for all people. It's wonderful, brilliant good news. And I was going to tell you the good news, but actually, children, you've already held something which has reminded you of the good news already. What, if you're sitting down the front here, what were you holding just a few minutes ago? Sarah, a candy cane. Look at this. A candy cane. The candy cane, well, we've got some different colours, but most candy canes are red and they're white. They're red and white striped. I wonder what that has got to do with Christmas. Have a little thing. Don't call out. I'm going to put this one on the Christmas tree. And I'm going to make a deal with you children. At the end of our time together, I'd like you to come and pick up your candy cane. And then I'd like you to come to me and I'm going to give you another candy cane. Here's the deal. If mummy or daddy say that's okay, you can have your candy cane. You can have one of them before Christmas, maybe even today. But here's what I want you to do. Will you get the other candy cane and will you put it on the Christmas tree? So as you look at the Christmas tree, you can remember, well, Christmas trees are wonderful, but number one, Christmas is actually all about Jesus. As you look at the lights on the Christmas tree, you can say Jesus is the true light. And as you look at your candy cane, I want you to remember that Jesus brings peace. Because the red on the candy cane is reminding you of something very special about Jesus. It's not something we think about a lot at Christmas, but when Easter comes, we think about it a lot. Does anybody know what I'm thinking about? The red on the candy cane and Jesus. I think we've got an angel and a shepherd and a carpenter who know what the answer is over there. Anybody on this side? On this side here.
What might the red be on the candy cane?
The blood of the cross. Jesus came at Christmas because he knew he was coming to die when he was a grown up. He came at Christmas to bring the light of God, and when he died on the cross at Easter, he was dying to bring to all of us God's peace. God's peace, that special kind of God's love. Where there's peace, there's nothing wrong that exists anymore between us and God. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, to take our darkness, and to bring us peace. So, the message of the candy cane. Eat one and enjoy it. Put the other one on the tree. And remember that Jesus brings peace. And that's the wonderful reason why he came into the world. Now then, we're going to sing another wonderful carol, God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen, before we have our last reading and our last Christmas lesson. So let's stand and sing together about Jesus Christ, our Saviour, being born upon this day. Thank you. Do sit down. Now, children, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I want to think with you about your Christmas presents. First of all, we've got a short reading. So Jesus has been born. The shepherds have gone to see him. And now the wise men are going to discover that, well, let's read it from the screen. Jesus is God's perfect gift for us. Have you ever opened a present on your birthday or Christmas Day and you've just thought of, you said out loud, it's perfect? Sure, we all have. I'm sure lots of us open presents and we're too polite to say, but in our hearts we've gone, I don't want this. I don't like this. I'm grumpy. I'm sad. Who's ever cried on Christmas morning because their present has been wrong? I have. Oh, yes. And I have children in this room who've cried for the same reasons. Because we want our presents to be perfect, don't we? Here's a reading about the wise men and the present they discovered. Firstly, the first two verses of Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi, or wise men from the east, came to Jerusalem. And they asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We have come to worship him. Wow. And Herod does his best to tell them. And we pick up at verse 9. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child lay. When they saw the star, they were bored. Does it say that, children? It says they were overjoyed. They were so excited. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and they worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So the wise men come and they bring presents, but they discover God has got a far bigger, far better present for them. Now, children, have you worked out what presents you want this Christmas? Joseph has, Mary has. Mary, what would you like this Christmas?
You like a baby.
Well, that's appropriate. Wonderful. Joseph?
A Nintendo Switch.
He's
going to be crying.
It's going to be a hard Christmas morning.
Yes.
A horse. Let's scale up these presents. Right. Nintendo Switch. A horse. A baby. I'm loving this. Yes, here's a wife. A transformer. That's more within budget, I'm guessing. Anything else? Yes. A guinea pig. What a brilliant Christmas Day present. You can't have too many pets at home, can you? Especially ones that need clearing out, Chris and Rachel. Just wonderful, isn't it? Anybody else, you know what you want for Christmas? Mal, what do you want for Christmas? Have you thought about it? A transformer, good man. Yes, Daniel.
Huddersfield Town kit, he said. Very good, very good. They'll be selling quite cheaply soon, won't they?
Without the Premiership badges as well. That's a good present, Daniel, thank you. Yeah, Joseph, one more from you, please. A PS4. Oh, I've got just two more. He's only just won Christmas. A helicopter. Like one that you can drive, is that? Or a toy one. Oh, a toy one. I thought you meant right. Okay. Oh, just one.
An Xbox
and have one more. An Xbox and a fluffy cushion. I like it, children. You want some big and exciting things. Another question. Have you, children, worked out what you're going to give other people? You have. No secrets, okay? Have you thought about, I want to give this to my mum, this to my dad, I want to give this to grandpa? Some of us have. Is anybody making presents for their family or friend? Yeah, oh, excellent. Homemade presents are always the best, sort of. Good. Hands down. Good. So we're thinking, aren't we? Christmas is a time of presents. We're excited about getting them. And I hope we're excited about giving them. I think the wise men were really excited about their presents. They chose them carefully. They chose them well. They were expensive presents. They wanted to go and see this amazing miracle child Jesus, the saviour of the world. But they weren't overjoyed when they gave their presents. They were overjoyed when they discovered God's present to them, the Lord Jesus. And it's wonderful to give presents. And it's even more wonderful sometimes to get presents. But remember our last Christmas lesson. Let's go back to it. Let's read from the screen. Jesus is God's perfect gift for us. He's God's perfect gift. Sometimes at Christmas you get clothes, don't you? But then you might not like them. I discovered a hole in my Christmas jumper this morning. It was too late to do anything about it. Clothes get damaged or ruined or spoilt. Or you just grow too big. Not be my problem. So we get presents. They're not quite right. They break. We don't like them anymore. But Jesus is the greatest present. He will never leave us. He will never get boring. We will never be too old for him. He's always just right. He's the perfect present. And you know, still today, 2,000 years after the first Christmas, wise people are overjoyed in Jesus. Because they know they're sinful and they need rescuing. They know they need a guide through life. And when they see that God has given them a rescuer to bring them peace, when they see that God has given them in Jesus a guide to live with them and to help them, they are overjoyed. So Jesus really is God's perfect gift for us. Let's read out loud, everybody, grown-ups, to the four things we've learned or been reminded about this morning about Christmas. Number one, Christmas is all about Jesus. Number two, Jesus is the true light. Number three, Jesus brings peace. Number four, Jesus is God's perfect gift for us. So when you go home, you look at your Christmas tree, you say, that's beautiful, that's wonderful. But Christmas is all about Jesus. When you look at the lights, you say, they're beautiful. Jesus is the true light. When you see the candy cane, you say, Jesus died to give me peace with God. And when you look at the presents around the tree, Jesus is God's perfect gift for all of us, every Christmas and every day.